magnify him for his grace and his help. He's made him himself manifest upon our lives. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may be seated.
In this covenant, our prayer this morning, it is testimony time. Let's say louder, my breakthrough time. Listen to the following documented testimonies, and as you engage, yours shall be louder than this. Amen. Number one, plague of sickness destroyed after joining this commission. I joined this commission in 2018, beaten, battered, and sick. The hospital became the second home of my family, and nothing was working for me. However, I left the eastern part of Nigeria to come to Canaanland, and Bishop David Oyedepo encouraged first-timers to engage with every instruction and prophetic declarations from the altar for 3 months. While he made declarations in that service, he caused every siege over our career, family, and life. I came in to those declarations and engaged in kingdom advancement prayers. I also invited people and all my friends to church. That same year, in August, my family joined me. And since we joined this commission to date, none of my family has fallen sick. Let's celebrate God with a clap offering. My business has been restored. I return all the glory to God. Testifier Christopher Okeke, let's celebrate God with a clap offering. Number two, 19 years barrenness destroyed. I joined this commission some 10 months ago. I had been barren for 19 years. Everything about me was sorrow. At one of the services in February last year, the bishop told the people, believing God for miracle children, to come to the altar with their baby's item. I came out and the bishop prayed for us. After the prayers, the bishop told us to give God an hour of praise weekly. When we got home, he advised us to switch off our phones to avoid distractions. I obeyed, and God stepped in and visited me. Let's celebrate God with a clap offering. At exactly 10 months of my journey in this church, I delivered my baby girl. One more time, celebrate God. God wiped away my tears of 19 years barrenness. Hallelujah. The testifier, Odochi Uwama. For what God has done, let's give God a big clap for this morning. Rise your feet and begin to celebrate God, the doer of all these awesome testimony. Celebrate him the more. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Lift your voice this morning and give thanks to him. Appreciate the name of the Most High God and do it from the depth of your heart today. Don't mutter your words. Give thanks. Don't mutter your words. Give quality thanks unto God. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Give him the praise and the glory due unto his name. Thank him for these awesome testimonies. They are the acts of God, the wonders of God, the faithfulness of God. Give glory and give thanks. Give glory and give thanks. Also begin to thank him for the answers that he has given to your prayers. Every one of those intercessions that you offered unto him, give praise unto him for the answers. Also, for those matters that you offered thanks for, according to the prophetic word, is turning them to testimonies. Therefore, give thanks for the testimonies that are coming your way. As a result of your thanksgiving. And now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. I've come to hear from you, Lord. Speak to me today. Speak to me today. Speak to me today. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come today with voices of thanksgiving for all that you have done. We thank you for the testimonies we have heard. No one could have done these things. This is your hand at work, and for it we give you all the glory. For the answers to our prayers, we say thank you. For the matters you have turned to testimonies, we say thank you. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you this morning. Speak to us again. By your word, let each one of us be changed. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, according to scriptures, we are made to understand that wherever the church stops giving thanks, the church stops growing. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19, he said, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. Yesterday in the service, we defined thanksgiving as acknowledging the acts of God. Acknowledging the acts of God. So it is recognizing that behind every good thing, we see the hand of God at work. And the growth of the church is the desire of God. And therefore, if it is a good thing, it's a good thing. And if we are going to see it continue to happen, then we must continue to give glory to God. The Bible says in the book of Malachi chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, it said, this commandment is for you, O ye priests, if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name. It said, I will curse your blessings. I've cursed them already because you did not lay it to heart. In other words, it is the act of thanksgiving that ensures that our blessings are secure. We must therefore continue to acknowledge the acts of God. We must continue to acknowledge the acts of God lest we go into captivity. In Jeremiah 13, verse 15 to 17, the Bible tells us there, it says, hear and give ear and be not proud. For the Lord has spoken. What has he said? Give glory to the Lord your God before he caused darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while you look for light, he turned into the shadow of death and make it gross darkness. He said in verse 17, but if you will not hear, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride and my eye will weep sore. Why? He says, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. So refusal to acknowledge the hand of God, the acts of God, will always yield in captivity. But today I see grace coming upon each one of us to maintain a life of gratitude in the name of Jesus Christ. So for us this week, our exhortation is captioned, thanksgiving is a must to keep the church growing. Thanksgiving is a must to keep the church growing. Let's recognize this today, that everything about church growth from start to finish is the hand of God. According to scriptures, our God is the God of addition. In the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, the Bible says they were praising God and having favor with all the people. It says, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Who added to the church? God. So it is there is no man that can add to the church. It is God that adds to the church. John chapter 6 and verse 44. The Bible says that no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him. So it is God that can add. It is God that draws. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6, He said, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but it is God that gave the increase. So wherever you see addition to the church, it is not human strategy. It is not human capacity. It is simply God at work. In Acts chapter 5 and verse 14, the Bible tells us there, Acts 5 verse 14, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women. There is no Sunday we gather that we don't see first timers. No Sunday we gather that we don't see new converts. It is not the ability of man. It is not the capacity of man. It is not the strategy of man. It is not the effort of man. It is the hand of God at work. So additions are the product of the hand of God. And the Bible says in the book of Psalm chapter 28 and verse 5, it said, because they regard not the hand of God, nor the operation of his hands, he said, he will destroy them and not build them up. So if it is God's hand that is bringing addition, then you and I must offer acknowledgement, appreciation to God, thanksgiving to God in order to see his hand keep building on our behalf. Number two, we discover that he is the sender of the Holy Ghost, who is the Lord of the harvest. So not only is our God the God of addition, but he is the sender of the Holy Ghost, who is the Lord of the harvest. In the book of John chapter 16, verse 7 to 11, the Bible gives us the picture of the function and operation of the Holy Ghost. It said, I tell you the truth, it's expedient for me to go. If I do not go, the Comforter will not be able to be sent. He said, but when he comes, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. So scriptures make it clear that the Holy Spirit is the one that brings conviction. Is the one that brings what? That is why it is not explanation that leads to conversion. It is conviction that leads to conversion. You can give a compelling explanation and not see the conversion of any soul. It is the Holy Spirit that pricks the heart of men and causes them to respond to the gospel. The Bible tells us how that when Peter had finished speaking on the day of Pentecost, remember the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost came down, it says that the men said, men and brethren, what shall we do? They were convicted. The Bible said they were pricked in their heart. It was the Holy Ghost in operation. And by his operation, suddenly there was a reaction to the gospel. Many of us have been on the harvest field before where you have given what looked like a very compelling, you know, description. Where you have described and explained the gospel. And the person you are ministering to is even saying, it's true, it's true, it's true. Now, do you want to give your life to Christ? No. Why? Because the Holy Ghost has not convicted him. Your explanation lacks potency in convicting any soul. It is the Holy Spirit that convicts the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. So the Bible makes it very clear to us that if we are going to see conviction, it is by the Holy Ghost. So it is not your explanation. It's not your grammar. It's not your examples. It is the Holy Spirit that gives this, you know, this channel of conviction that brings about the conversion of a soul. Shout hallelujah. I've shared the story some time ago how that there was a woman that I know who would go out, we all go out on outreaches, and then she would come back with a list. The list will be full, you know, a full scarf sheet like that, front and back with names of souls. And I began to wonder what's happening. We went out the same time. We came back the same time. What is she doing between? So I decided I wanted to see what she was saying. Because as far as I was concerned, as at that time, I believed that there was something she is saying that is the reason why she was getting that much results. I thought it was about explanation. So I decided to begin to shadow her without her knowing. So I saw her talking to a group of people, and I passed, and I slowed down because I wanted to hear what she was going to say. Because as far as I was concerned, if she says something and it's working for her, if I would say it, it will work for me. As I passed, I slowed down, and I heard her talking to a group of people, about five or six of them thereabout, and they surrounded her, and she began to speak to them. And everything she was saying did not make any sense to me. Everything she was saying did not make, it was not sensible. So I said, I want to see the end of this matter. Because as far as I'm concerned, even if they preach to me like that, I will not be born again. By the time she finished, do you all want to receive Jesus? All of them lifted up their hands. to a message that did not make sense, but every one of their hearts were convicted. It was then that I knew that it's not by explanation. It is by the operation of the Spirit. When the Spirit of God begins to operate through an individual, that is when there is conviction, and that is what leads to conversion. If the Spirit of God is not working, they may even pray with you, but as you go, they'll just say, look at that useless person. They only pray with you for you to leave them alone. But when the Spirit of God is operating, that is when you have genuine conviction, and that leads to the conversion of souls. So please hear this and hear very well. When you hear such and such number of souls were won, it is not a person's ability. It is the Spirit of God that is at work. So never arrogate glory to yourself. Be careful about your description of the operation of the Holy Ghost. Make sure you are cautious about it. Shout hallelujah. Make sure you are cautious about it. Some time ago, I went out with my team, and one of my team members, when we came back, we saw the count of souls that God gave us, and the person said, we tried today. I said, we didn't try. There was nothing we did that contributed to this except the Spirit of God. It is only the Spirit of God that convicts the souls of men. So be careful how you describe. Every time you go out and see souls won, recognize it is the Spirit of God at work. May God grant us the grace to maintain this heart of gratitude in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, thanksgiving is a requirement for destroying the gates of hell against the continuous growth of the church. If we are saying that if the church will be built up by addition, if we are saying that the Lord of the harvest will be in operation as we go into the harvest field, then it means that if we will not see the gate of hell prevail, then we must continue to give thanks. Whenever thanksgiving is offered, barriers are broken. Acts 16 verse 25 down to verse 30. It said, Paul and Silas at midnight, they prayed and they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, and immediately all of the doors were open. The prison doors were broken. They offered praise and thanksgiving to God, and the barriers were broken. I see the barriers to our next level of supernatural growth broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew 16 and verse 18, he said, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. It is our thanksgiving that keeps the builder building. And when you are giving thanks to God, who is the builder of the church, he cannot but build your life. Jeremiah 30 verse 19 again, he said, out of them will proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. But those who are part of it, I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. God cannot build his church and not build your life. As you offer continuous thanks, I see him building your life into next levels of glory. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Rise on your feet with me this morning and lift your hand and your voice before the Lord and expressly give God thanks. Father, you are the one behind the addition. We thank you. You are the one behind the conviction and the conversion of souls. We thank you. Lift your voice and give quality thanks unto God. He said, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. Unto your name we give glory and praise for your mercy and your truth's sake. Will you lift your voice and give glory unto God this morning from the depth of your heart? Give glory unto God this morning from the depth of your heart. Give praise unto his name from the depth of your heart. My Father, my God, I have come today to celebrate you, to give praise, to give glory, to give honor, to give adoration, to celebrate your faithfulness. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. You are worthy of adoration. Are you thanking God? Lift your hand, lift your voice, and give glory unto the name of the Lord. Give praise unto the name of the Lord. Give honor unto the name of the Lord. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto your name we give glory and we give praise. We give glory and we give praise. Unto your name we give the glory and we give the praise. For the additions we say thank you. For the additions, we say thank you. For the conviction, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. For you, it will be a season of change of level. As you are thanking God, the builder of the church, he will keep building your life. Your life shall be an open testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Amen. Let's not forget that prophetic instruction that came to us via God's servant yesterday that turned the issues of your life into thanksgiving, and God will turn them into testimonies. That means that this is your season of testimonies. I said, this is your season of testimonies. The God of this commission will surprise you. Now speak to the day right now and make your declarations concerning the day, because what you decree, God will deliver. Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. What you decree, God will deliver. Speak to the day. This day is blessed. A day of testimonies. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have declared. This day is declared open on your behalf as a day of testimonies. It's a new week. It shall be loaded with new blessings. Favors from every angle. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Before we give our covenant exchange, we are reminded that the three-day WOFBE kicks off tomorrow. So those who are yet to get their forms, you can do that online and get set for the encounter tomorrow. It will be an explosive time in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.